Isabella's sister, Molly, was married with 10 bridesmaids in matching tea-length blue floral Laura Ashley dresses. It was, Isabella believed, the most beautiful wedding anyone would ever have. She was 12. "More beautiful than Princess Diana," her mother told Molly that morning as she helped her get dressed. "I need more bobby pins," her sister replied. Isabella sat on the bed with her hair in a tight French braid. Early that morning, the hairdresser had teased and twisted her hair back, stuck baby's breath in it, and sprayed it with an entire can of hairspray. From the side, it looked like a plant was growing out of her head. She kept touching it lightly to make sure the braid was still there, and every time she did, she was surprised at the crispiness of her hair. "Isabella," Molly said, "if you keep touching your hair, you're going to ruin it." Isabella put her hand in her lap and watched Molly fluff her own crispy hair. Molly stared at herself in the mirror until her face got white. "I feel funny," she said. "A little sick." Isabella walked downstairs, where she saw her mom running around like a crazy person and her dad walking briskly and trying to look busy so he wouldn't get yelled at. "Molly thinks she's going to throw up," she announced. Her mom took the stairs two at a time to get to Molly. Her dad gave her a little smile with no teeth and continued his pacing. The Mack family had been getting ready for this wedding for over a year. It was all they talked about, all they thought about. It was getting tiresome. Isabella's parents wanted everything to be perfect. They'd had the trim on the house repainted and the garden redone. "What's the point?" Isabella asked. "No one's going to see the house." Her parents just shook their heads at her, and Molly rolled her eyes. Isabella's mother and father went on a diet. They walked every morning and ate fish for dinner. When Isabella's dad ordered a steak or put butter on his bread, her mom would shake her head and say, "Oh, Frank." "What's the difference?" Isabella asked. "No one's going to be looking at you guys." As soon as she said it, Isabella felt bad. She hadn't realized how mean the words sounded until they were out of her mouth, which had been happening a lot recently. It surprised Isabella how nasty she could be without even trying. Isabella's mother hung the wedding picture in the front hall. It was the first thing people saw when they walked into the Mack house. If you looked at it quickly, it was just a blur of blue dresses and big hair. As the years went by, it began to look like something you would see in a magazine, in an article titled, "Fashion Mistakes of the Early 90s. Even the faces in the picture seemed to change. The bridesmaids began to look embarrassed to be caught in such blue dresses. But there was nothing they could do about it. They were trapped there, framed for the whole world to see. "Whoa," Isabella's friends would say when they saw it. "I know," Isabella would say. "It's horrendous."